Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello and welcome back to Lorehammer. My name is Eric.
Yo, Eric, my man. My main man, Eric.
My man, Mark. That's Mark.
I'm Mark. Welcome.
If this is your first episode of listening to Lorehammer, don't do it.
And yeah, don't hold this as a standard of all the other episodes. So.
Please, for the love of God, don't use this as your benchmark for Lorehammer.
Put it above the rest of the episodes.
This is quality.
And the reason you shouldn't use this as the benchmark is because this is one of the most anticipated episodes since, like, the inception of Lorehammer. We tried it once before.
It didn't take.
Yeah. But this is the long-awaited, the much-anticipated,
mm-hmm. Oh,
the lengthily deliberated episode of High Hammer.
Hey, okay. So just for those who are underage, because we do have 13-year-olds listening to us, let's explain what High Hammer is. Basically, the concept is we're just going to get really, really high. You can't even tell. We're partly there even.
What are you talking about? And, I would never.
Jump the gun.
So that's the first part. Part two is we are going to talk some 40K. We're going to tell some jokes about 40K. We're going to play some 40K games. We even got a list of 40K drugs that I'm hoping we can synthesize together as a community and try them.
Right. If there was ever a thing that could bring together, I think, our community, our fan base, people who are really, like, involved and invested in us, it's going to be getting absolutely shit-faced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
I know the only reason I was going to come back to the studio is you had a table of drugs waiting for me, so I'm glad you were able to facilitate.
And, joining us today, we got Dylan, if you didn't recognize his voice. Our
G'day.
Oh, God.
Dylan, Big D Warband.
What's going on, everybody? You guys won't get high.
You won't get high.
You open up your trash can.
Look, they bought, like, you know, low range gummies. We got, like, a couple of joints swirling around. So I just brought some black tar heroin. I don't care what you get high on.
Just get high with.
So if we could roll that into a joint, is that how you do it? I don't know. I got to experiment.
That's really funny because I also brought crack. Just in case we wanted to get a little wild.
Oh, just in case, I brought meth.
You brought meth?
And you bought snacks.
What do we not have today? That's the bigger question.
Integrity.
Morals.
Sweet. Now we're officially recording. Let's fucking get high.
Yeah. You haven't already, you're going to enjoy this episode best if you're high along with us. So pause it, go out to your garage or wherever you do your business and get on our level.
If it's legal in your country,
in Canada, so it is legal in Canada.
Up north, smoking legal.
Oh yeah, baby.
says.
And the other thing you need to do is tolerate all the coughing that you're going to be hearing. So these two factors: get really high and just ignore the coughing, and we're going to have a great time together.
Oh God, yeah, there's going to be a lot of that.
Eric is rolling a fatty as we speak. We've got. Let me explain this table, okay? We've got a dab rig, we've got nicotine vapes, we've got a couple beers. Oh, by the way, cheers, boys. Let's do it.
Hey, cheers.
That's a good sound effect. Oh yeah.
Cheers.
Touch beer. We didn't touch, Mark. Touch me.
Mark.
Touch me harder.
Beer
Mark.
Is the wretched.
There we go.
So Mark doesn't really drink, so this is also entertaining.
Okay, so.
That's going to be like the worst one for you,
it's
too.
It's even better. Yeah. That's terrible.
Just so people know, this is a 40K podcast. So I'm going to talk about one drug in 40K real quick. It's called Grinweed. I talked about it on the last episode a little bit.
Okay.
Little is known about Grinweed, except that it makes the user lose all sense of reality. The name Grinweed originates from the fact that it is known to make the user grin upon ingestion. It takes the form of a plant of unknown origin that is reputedly either made into a tea or smoked like a cigarette.
Okay, so it's pretty much just weed.
Yeah, if you didn't pick that, that's kind of why he chose it.
Ah, you son of a bitch, he's got me.
Yeah.
That was a great segue into the drugs we're currently doing.
And I got other ones as we go along. If somebody whips out a cigarette, those are called low sticks?
Death sticks.
That's Star Wars.
Buy some death sticks.
You know, I'm actually disappointed there are show notes for this episode. All they need to read is get high, and then that should be the end of the show notes. What else is there, guys?
Like, the plan is to get so high we can't even read the show notes anyways, and that's how you know, like, okay.
Sarir, have you been practicing for the preparation for this episode?
You could say that, yeah.
Okay. Did you get high all day and all week? Knowing you're going to be finally more famous than you ever believed?
Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how this turns out. I'm a little worried, to be honest.
Yeah,
it's
fine. I don't know, but the sounds of it, your tolerance is probably you probably smoke weed the least. I mean, I just want to talk about the journey from, like, the first attempted high hammer to where the fuck we are today.
Yeah.
Because, like, the first time Mark ever does weed was on a mic.
The very first time I ever got high was...
We did edibles.
And for Lorehammer, specifically.
Yeah, specifically. Because you guys requested. I love the people. They said, we want to see Mark high. So I got high.
And it was Eric's cookies, which were delicious. And you gave me some to take home, which I devoured, which were really good. And then, so Mark smokes for the first time and dies.
Yeah.
I entered a coma. You entered a different dimension. I think you were a little worried. The cats gave you solace.
Yeah.
Good thing Eric
found him. I found him in my room, like lying on the floor, cradling the cat. Just like, hey, Mark, you okay? Yeah, I like the cat.
I look up at you and I'm like, who am I cuddling? That's not Eric.
Eric, why are you talking to me?
I thought I was nuzzling your chest hair.
Which would have made an incredible episode just because of the severe negative experience you endured that night. At least it would have been entertaining. So let's skip forward. What are we, 2 years?
Well, what happened to that episode?
This is hard.
So basically, we all got way too high on that episode. And we lost the recording. So.
Yeah, like we straight up just lost it.
Did we smoke the recording? Is that the problem?
I could have smoked it.
So we've been recording for almost 4 years now.
Yeah, like 150 plus episodes.
Yeah, and we have never lost a single episode except for High Hammer.
That's hilarious.
It's wild.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, when did you, like, realize weed was okay? Like, because you didn't do it again for a minute.
Yeah, like, I didn't smoke again for, like, a year, maybe. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because, I didn't like it. Like, being in control, but I also now like being goofy.
That was the best. The way you looked, the way you said that.
And now you are very well versed and practiced for this episode, which to me feels like cheating. I want the virgin, fucking supple state you were originally in. So
the
we can
version of that is just me drooling onto the computer. You don't want that.
It's what people want, my dude. It's what we all want. All right.
Yeah. No. Like. I don't know. For me and Eric, we kind of had a very similar drug trip. We started doing it at the same time. And then even...
What are you talking about?
He was smoking before you. Eric's already crying. Bit. He's already got tears in his... do we have an ashtray? Somewhere. Some bad idea. Run, beat. We also have maidens on standby to deliver us some more drugs and food upon request, which also helps the situation.
My awesome girlfriend.
It's an awesome joint. Can I get that?
Yeah, man.
Oh, fuck yeah,
I've
man.
Heard you have to hit and pass, so there we go.
So, what's the general consensus? You do 2 puffs and then pass?
It's what called puff,
yeah,
puff,
man.
Puff.
Oh my god.
Thank you, Erica.
We're good, and then you can do drugs. That's the prerequisite.
I played some Space Marine today.
Nice, okay.
With some people on the Discord, Blake, Oblerone, Emma. We were just 2v2-ing each other.
Damn.
As an astro.
And I am really, really bad at that game.
I know, it takes an adjustment period, right?
Holy fuck.
I heard Emma is the champion. Of
I did get destroyed very fast.
Oblerone's really good, right?
Yeah, both of them. Honestly, I was the weakest link in that whole thing.
Isn't it disappointing when you go on and like, I know everything about 40K. Surely that makes me good at this video game. And then you realize you
I know
played.
These bolter rounds go X speed, so no, yeah, yeah. I can actually target better.
So funnily enough, I picked heavy bolter.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this? Why is it shooting so slow? And then I find out you got to actually plant the bolter.
It's a whole thing.
And so then I start planting, and then they come after me, and I can never unplant it. Man, I was just a straight up mess.
I'll let you in on a secret. You know, that game has perks, so some of those guys, they might seem good, but they're just relying on their perks because they unplant faster, and then they fucking curb stomp you.
Like, I knew it. I knew it wasn't skill.
I've been signing, trying to get this petition signed get rid of, you know, cheaters. I'm going to call
them cheaters. That's right. Oblerone, calling you out.
You need 300 more hours to get all his perks, and then you can be the space marine you always meant to be.
I was fucking meant to be a space marine.
So did you ever play through that entire game start to finish?
Yeah, everyone played the campaign. Nice. No one played multiplayer. That's everyone's story. Yeah.
Did you ever play the campaign of Space Marine?
I don't know what that is.
You're part of Space Marines,
next question.
Right?
Do you know what anything is?
Space Marine was a fantastic over-the-shoulder campaign where you play as Space Marine Captain Titus of the Ultramarines. Yeah, and
company.
Like it looked good, it felt good, the story was even engaging and good. It makes you upset at all the other shitty 40K games that are out there that are just reskins of themselves.
Yeah. Oh, so this one was actually good.
Yeah, it was good.
It's like you're playing a movie. That's how it feels.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually, it's one of the better ones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A lot of them, like there's so many just like high strategy 40K games you're only talking about.
I don't want to fucking play a turn-based game. If I want to do that, I'm going to play tabletop.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to play tabletop, so
how many times have we been like, man, if only there was like a simulator for tabletop.
Yeah.
If only there was a way we could play it on the computer.
The grass is always greener.
And then you get a turn base of 40K game. And we're like,
that's
this
it.
Bullshit.
I don't want it. Holy.
I'll pause this video.
Space Marine. Yeah.
I'm gonna get sued. Yeah, so that's by Games Workshop. They make this race of people called Space Marines, and they're like football players, you know.
If you guys don't know what this is, again, don't make this your first episode.
Now, my favorite thing in that game is the chainsaw. Do you need the jetpack? The jetpack is the
shit. Yeah,
that shit's just fun. You dropping people's heads and shit.
Yeah, wielding like the melee weapons takes a lot of getting used to because the swings are so wide and big.
If you're not accurate, makes sense though, right?
Yeah. Okay. I have some 40K jokes.
What?
Prepared for you.
But you're
guys.
Not funny. So, who's going to read them?
That's the thing. 40K is not.
So are they jokes or are they like anti-human jokes?
Yeah, anti-humor. That's what it is technically.
That's pretty trendy. Yeah,
actually, a lot of them are pretty dad jokes.
Okay.
well, I'm excited to hear it.
Where do Chaos Space Marines shop for groceries?
Oh my gosh. What do you think, B?
Let's ask the person not on a microphone or knows nothing about 40K.
Perfect. They shop.
Hey, small cat, what do you think?
They shop at Trader Joe's.
Oh my god.
I don't get it.
Oh, do you not? Okay, in America, Trader Joe's is like a really awesome store.
Oh, okay. I have no idea what the fuck Trader Joe's is.
Super
what is,
great.
Can you explain what Trader Joe's is?
It's just like a. Why would a space marine store?
Yeah,
because it's Traitors. Like Traitors Joe's.
Oh, that's the joke.
Wow.
Oh,
this is. God. Can we add sound effects for things going over?
Whoa!
Yeah.
No, that's all right. Look.
All right, all right.
At least one of us isn't going to get this joke at any given time because either they weren't listening or they're too high. It's going to be one. Oh, they forgot the joke. It's going to be one of those three.
1 second after hearing it. Okay, I got another one.
Right.
A guardsman is cautiously picking his way across a city fight board, trying not to die, when he rounds a corner to come face to face with a Chaos Marine standing around looking invulnerable. The guardsman, trying not to die, challenges the Chaos Marine, claiming that there's something he can do that the Chaos Marine can't. The indignant Marine holds off on killing the squishy guardsman for now. This sounds interesting. The guardsman produces 2 incredibly cheap cigars, sticks one in his mouth, unholsters his lasgun, points it at himself, and fires, lighting the cigar. The Chaos Marine grabs the other cigar, pulls out his plasma pistol, and blows his own head off.
Okay. I saw her coming, and it was glorious. It was everything I needed to be. I was satiating.
How many guardsmen does it take to paint a Lehman Russ?
How many?
One.
Depends on how hard... You throw them.
Okay. Oh, yeah?
That's funny.
What do Eldar put on a Christmas tree?
I don't know. What is it?
Candy canes, as in their God of War.
That's just fucked up. Little
candy, like, ornaments in the shape of canes.
That's a great one. Here's another one. I've been practicing my delivery on this one.
Okay.
What do you Chaos Marines have for breakfast? How's that?
That was fantastic.
Yeah. Cornflakes.
I get it. That was pretty good. I've seen a couple t-shirts.
Milk for the milk god if you're eating the cornflakes, I think.
Yeah. How many guardsmen does it take to change a light bulb? The answer is none. Their las guns work fine.
Holy moly. How many inquisitors does it take to change a light bulb?
I like this.
How many inquisitors does it take to change a light bulb? One to change, and one to outlaw it, and another to deny its existence. One to change it, one to outlaw, one to deny. So three, okay.
Oh my gosh.
What do Eldar kids play at school?
I don't know.
Arts and craft world.
I'm not even giving you that one. We gave you scoffs. Yeah, boom, deleted from the show notes.
There's a lot of those, like, super,
erased it for
super dad ones.
What's Nurgle's fave book?
What is it? Is it the Bible?
Blood of Flies. Okay.
I get it, because he likes flies. And he also flies.
Has 40K Not Funny proven itself? Did we prove the concept, or... I got a couple genuine laughs.
We can always come back.
Yeah.
We got lots more.
I'm convinced.
So.
Just one more quick question for you.
All right.
What chapter makes the worst proctologist?
I liked this.
This is great. What is it?
Iron Hands. Cold sting.
Yeah, I can definitely feel it with my iron hand.
Please take off your power fist.
Jeez. I've got to need a second.
You have not placed the appointed oils upon it.
Switch to the lightning claw. Oh gosh!
All right, let's get some dabs.
Good
going.
Scary. Oh, you want to do this thing?
All let's, right, let's,
raise your
let's,
hand.
So now let's up the level. So everyone pause.
All right,
and you'll go outside yourself and you partake. And then
you know
join
what? Why are we in a dog studio with plastic? We should be outside, like sitting on the grass, listening to Pink Floyd, looking at the clouds. I don't know. This feels like a wasted opportunity.
We're trapped in the smoke in here.
If I'm forced to do your drugs live, then
I'll do your drugs.
Whatever it takes. What am I doing?
Anything wrong? So the next game we want to play. Do we want to play another game?
Yeah, for sure. These are old things that we haven't done on the show itself in a long time.
Yeah,
games last time, didn't we? We played some fucking shit. We did something.
We kind of did like a
stuff out.
Oh.
Yeah, remember? It was a very cool response. He was kind of...
Okay.
Because we were really high, and then we kind of just kept throwing the ball to him. To,
He was trying to like figure everything out when we first recorded.
That's so funny.
That poor guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Jordan.
So let's play Rapid Fire. So for those of you that know this one, it's you pick a random topic. So we'll pick a random 40K topic that the other person has to talk about for 30 seconds. So basically, I will tell Eric what he has to talk about for 30 seconds while extremely high. And we'll just carry that around.
All right.
He picks up Joy.
All right.
Not me.
Holmes going backwards even so
it's gonna be super hard.
Okay, give me the topic. I'll time myself.
Okay.
I'm definitely not only making it 10 seconds.
I want to know everything that you know about Rakgul.
Rakgul. Okay, aliens, bug type body. They are super hunters. Like they go out specifically to hunt other races as like a test or a challenge, and they change their body parts, like upgrade them to like blades.
You still had 6 seconds. He's already bailed. I think he cheated by taking a sip.
Okay, but they're like super warrior cast.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay, that's about all I got. Oh, that's 30 seconds.
There you go. You win.
I used my drink to cheat.
I feel like you cheated,
Yeah, fucking Rakgul are awesome, man. I'm glad you remember so much about them.
Do you know why I remember so much about it?
Why?
Because you bring it up pretty consistently.
Fair.
You're a Rakul fan.
Yeah.
I love them, man. Yeah.
Didn't we encounter them in the RPG as well?
Yeah, he
definitely did.
Or
and that was very recently after we had actually like learned about them for the show. Mark was like, I am bringing these in.
Yeah.
I met someone in the Discord recently that his entry to 40K was through RPG, and now he's on the server and I was chatting.
Through our RPG?
No, but then I told him that you guys recorded it on RPG, and he's like, no fucking way. And so I think he'll probably go check it out. But
Eric is planning and writing down another D&D RPG or 40K RPG that we're going to do.
Oh, wow.
I don't know when, but it's happening.
That'd be kind of exciting. What would you want to be? What kind of race? Pressure. Like, what would you want to, if you got a choice?
Yeah, I want to be a Kroot and
nice. That'd be really fun to roleplay. Yeah,
yeah. Parrot sounds and like my character will always just take one finger off a corpse and like keep them as little sausages, you know, like, eat throughout the course.
Oh
of the
campaign. Well, you gotta stay sustained.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Of course, and that's just how the Kroot do.
I got some more backstory, but I don't want to spoil it. But yeah, we've talked about it.
Yeah, I think the thing I'm most looking forward to about that is I'm incorporating an insanity mechanic.
Yeah. So
where like you can just go through these insane scenarios and then depending on like your willpower or whatever.
Fuck. Shit's hard.
Yeah, and woo! So
sorry, I lost my train of thought.
We're talking about the insanity thing, and the way you try to make it is like, would you force us to, like, would there be actual side effects the higher insane we get?
Yes. Yeah. At, like, some point, as you progress and become more and more insane, there will be negative things that just you start seeing. Or you can't.
Insanity is a mechanic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you might just start seeing things or hearing things. Like, you hear your
so
brother's voice
play.
In your head say, like, brother, unlock this door.
Yeah.
But he never said it.
Yeah.
He's like, what the. People start, like, freaking out and, like, questioning each other. And
Right.
Do you want to dab, Mark?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Right. I'm going to come to you. It's going to be easier.
Dylan's going to be off the mic, but that's a minute. That's fine.
Move your
ass. Yeah, no, I love the concept of that. And, like, just. It's going to be super fun to actually roleplay that kind of stuff. And I think that is the point of the game, is to kind of get into that. Like, I kind of want my character to go insane.
Oh, yeah,
to try to, like, actively resist it, you know? It's going to be so fun to roleplay.
You got
to
find ways to, like, bring down your sanity, you know, like, gain back a little bit of, like, holy fuck, like, calm down.
Each little finger I eat is -1 insanity points. It's my comfort
food,
Derek.
Sure, yeah, that's how you're coming back.
Yeah, it's comfort food.
It's bringing me right back to Petch.
When you reach max insanity, then
I'm not gonna spoil it for you. Mark's right here.
You win the game, clearly.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds fun.
But it's I have this like one hook planned. It's kind of like the big hook or whatever. And I was telling Matt about it because he was helping me kind of develop some of the ideas.
Yeah,
and he thought it was really neat, and that boosted it up for me a lot. Because, like, if Matt thinks it's cool, it's going to be tight. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm so excited to play. I think we're getting close. I'm going to keep messaging you, I think.
Yeah. Once just get me to write more stuff.
Yeah, just once a year reminder type sick. Thing. But
that'd be super fun. Are you going to record it?
Oh, heck yeah. And I even want to produce it to where it has, like, sound effects. Think way more like audio drama.
Yeah, like, the last Tower RPG we did was so unfortunate, the sound quality. Like, we have a different setup now, so.
Yeah, it's going to be way better. We're going to have, like, some.
Okay, wish me luck.
Like, rules or things you got to take care of. Like, you can't just, like, talk over each other and shout and laugh, like. Focus on the recording itself. So the quality
no
should be
wrappers on.
Yeah,
the,
no
literally
chips.
On the
oh
microphone.
My goodness. Yeah.
I feel like that was probably mostly me, right?
I don't even know. I remember I tried to like edit or fix those original recordings of our Eternal Horizon.
Yeah.
And man, I just got so fucking upset. Listening to it myself, I couldn't do it, and I gave up, and I sent it right back to Mark.
I don't blame
you. You send it right to me, and I'm like, Eric's just being a puss. 10 minutes later, oh my god! What the?
Yeah,
unlistenable, I
think. It hurts so bad. Yeah, but this time...
I got a message from a guy, and we were talking about how... Yeah, it was just...
Yeah, of course.
People want it, is all I'm saying, and we're going
to
give it to
you. They're looking forward to it, yes. It is coming.
Be really cool. It'd be really cool to see you guys after doing the podcast for this long, like revisiting in a format like that, and then just like getting to full hog.
That'd be
fucking so sick. Yeah, like you guys are gonna do it well.
Okay, ready, Dylan, for your rapid fire, Eric.
Yeah, I got the timer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You have to be kind to me. You can't give me some bullshit. You know what I know. And, like,
the
you gotta,
fourth Black Crusade.
You gotta be kind to me, please.
All right. Here we go. You got the topic?
Okay. Tell me all that you know about the new orcs that have come out, like the models, the lore, anything. I don't know much.
Sure. All right, my time starts now. All right, so there's a bunch of new models. So it seems like there's a huge focus on, like, beasts. Apparently orcs have Calgary. They have Calgary now. We have Calgary orcs. Now I'm an infantry guy, so this isn't too appealing. Like, I literally have no vehicles. So I don't know. Orcs on beasts is cool. I like that they're, the squigs are getting kind of more fleshed out. They're getting more lore. You can see them there. They're pretty crazy. Some of the new Mork models, like the models actually riding them, look sick. I think they're very well cast.
I really like
really
these
well structured.
Orcs.
They look ferocious. They look bulky.
Oh, ooh, shut up, Dylan. No more from you.
That was
I could go for $10,000.
I bet you could. They're spicy.
That actually is cool, though.
They look sick, though.
I've really been happy with these orc releases.
Yeah,
for sure. Doing.
Yeah, man.
All the new, like, main heroes as well. Like, he's sick. As a whole, all the new orc models just look fucking gorgeous. There's no way around it. But I just don't care that much about squigs, to be honest. Yeah, that guy's fucking sick. Like,
sweet.
Is that a pain doctor?
No, that's, he's a fucking named hero. He's, one of the, what are they called? God, it's
basically, for those of you
the magic
who are
guys,
like, what?
The,
weird boys?
Yeah, weird boys, boom. He's like, I think he's a named weird boy. I think.
His hair is
something
else.
Weird boy, that's
new
sweet.
But you're gonna use that model for, like, every weird boy from now on, which is a model that we haven't seen a lot of. Most people use the Age of Sigma one, right?
And didn't they make a different
class?
They made a different class of Weird Boy, too?
Correct, yeah, a bunch of shit. So this is the Wurz Boy Beast Snagger. So he is, like, a type of Weird Boy, I think. To be honest, I haven't read that much into it. I've just given the pictures. But,
yeah, nice. The models themselves are pretty awesome.
Exactly. Oh, my God, I haven't seen that one. That's freaking sick. Savage Orc. Okay, that must be for Sigma.
AOS.
But no, like, look at these new models. Like, finally, orcs are getting really fleshed out and getting a lot more detail.
Okay. Look at his belly. The old orcs were very much pot-bellied.
Yeah.
And they look... But this guy, like, he's shredded.
Like, look at that. That's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
They look really
this
good.
This is the Savage Orc, yeah.
Look at this little guy in his
wheel. Yeah. And I love...
The
yeah.
one wheel.
I love both models. You can use one for either one. And all the bodies are just sick. Yes. You just add 40k shit to it.
Yeah.
But no, I'm glad the orcs are getting spruced up. But I wanted a new, just generic boy. It looks like there's only the snaggers that I could see. There's not, like, an actual, just a new... like
an
just
orc
boys.
Boy?
Yeah, yeah.
Which Wait, is, don't they have just new orc boys?
You come on, open one. Is it that one?
Yeah, like, they have these guys.
They have some of them. I don't know. Like, some of them just don't look that different. I don't know.
Plus a giant white
squid. Maybe I do. Maybe I'm tripping. As far as I know,
you're
it's
tripping.
Those ones.
Anyways.
Yeah,
anyway. Next rapid fire.
Rio. Okay, I have a topic for Rio.
Good.
Oh, fuck. Oh no.
This will be delightful.
Tell me everything you know about the greater good.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's really funny.
All right. Okay, starting now?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so it is the Tao's philosophy that is sort of upheld by the... is it Eternals?
Oh, close. Ethereals.
Ethereals, right. And they're basically attempting to kind of spread it throughout the galaxy. It's kind of their religion. What it is, I can't describe right now.
That's the mark.
Your word count was a little lower, but I'll blame that on the weed.
That's fair.
Good critique. Wow. That was great. Congratulations. That was awesome.
Now, I remember we definitely have had some conversations at here with you about the greater good.
I can't remember them, but
I believe you
had
like
them.
To call them philosopher kings or something.
Oh,
I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. I think on one of the episodes, I was making an argument that it's one of the biggest potential, like, I guess, dangers in the galaxy is not the Tao, but the philosophy of
the
greater good.
Like, if more people, if it can catch on for real beyond the Tao, like, how fast can it spread?
Yeah.
like a virus, right? You know, like.
Yeah, ideas. I mean, they're pretty much the only good guys. So it's like, I feel like if you're even a human, like you'd probably like,
yeah, like an ideology,
a single ray of hope.
Yeah,
yeah, it sort of seems like it, at least in the way that they've been introduced so far. Yeah,
I love how optimistic you are, Rio. You're like, I think the greatest threat are the Tau.
It's the greatest.
No, not the Tyrant. It's the Tau.
Not the Tau, but their philosophy.
Hilarious.
It could, yeah,
it's a really hot take. I acknowledge.
Imagine if one of the High Lords of Terra was secretly a firm believer in the greater good.
Okay, well, yeah. Please.
What? How does he, try and like manipulate policy? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Does he start saying maybe we should make deals with other aliens?
Yeah. What would be his first approach? Obviously, he doesn't want to reveal himself, so he'd have to like. Have the right strategy.
Yeah,
I think you just pretty much keep moving Imperial armies away from planets that the Tau.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, this planet over here really needs all these Astartes.
Yeah. And you make sure they just avoid each other. Yeah. You just give bad intel and different orders.
And it's not like there's a lack of battles to send people to.
Sure.
it's not like anyone's going to question you.
Divide forces. Yeah. Yeah. So, to give Tau advantage.
That'd be a good move.
And then eventually the Tau rocks up in Terra. And they're like, yo, what's up?
And. Yeah, that's all it takes. Biggest threat to the galaxy,
biggest
right
threat.
There. The greater good.
Do you think the Tyranids will be susceptible to the greater good? Do you think that's
no? But they are
susceptible
to rail rifles. So the greater good has two hands.
Exactly.
You can shake
a handshake
it, or, you can
or a slap. Oh,
shot by it, but yeah,
that works whatever. Too.
Same convenience. Yeah.
On tabletop, who would have the edge between Tau and Tyranids? Would you? Is there a clear like?
Depends how hungry the Tyranids are.
It all depends.
Yeah. Depends
what edition?
How long it's been since they ate?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the Tau are more shooty army, which I think normally does pretty good, but whatever.
Who knows?
Yeah, not me. I don't play that game.
When was the last time you played?
Oh man,
it's been a minute. You mean playing Kill Team, right?
The last time I played was Kill Team, but it's probably been 2 months, maybe even three, since I even played.
Whoa. That's a minute.
It has been a long time.
Do you snuggle your models? Remember the good times?
No, but the Grey Knight Codex is coming out pretty quick here, and apparently it's really neat. Apparently there's different rules for every brotherhood.
Oh, sweet. Okay, so that's like that. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's like, nice. I did the Hall of Champions.
Yeah.
So that would be like the only one I would take, if that is true. There, but
that'd be sweet.
That would be very cool.
Yeah,
cool.
And then they have their Purifier Chamber rule. Could be super flavorful, like... I could see some awesome stuff.
Yeah. I am really happy in their decision to not make Grey Knight Primaris. But they definitely... They are definitely upscaling the models.
They look better?
Well, they just made a new Castellan Crow model. And not only does he look better, but him as a regular Space Marine is, I think, if not bigger than, definitely as big as a Paladin.
That's the new one?
Yeah.
Sex.
So he's on a Hero Rock.
Oh, right.
There you go. Yeah, there's the old and there's
Hero Rock.
But when they put him side by side next to anyone else, he looks...
Like, look how much taller. He's a full head taller than a regular
he's primary size. Like...
Yeah, for sure. So, but he's not Primaris.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy with that. I know it's pretty split in like the Grey Knight community that I see whether like people want it or don't want it.
Sure. And that's what you like.
Yeah, I definitely... I like the fact that no one... Like, Call didn't have their... Gene Seed, because it's pretty secret.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll redo the range and make them tall as well?
Like a couple people think that.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things in the Grey Knight range right now that are either out of order or out of stock or can't be ordered. So a lot of people think that normally means they're going to be releasing something new. I don't know if I fully believe it.
Let's just fever dream for a second, though. Like, so then we'd get true scale Terminators, man.
Oh, could you imagine how sexy that would be?
Imagine those bodies.
Huge swords that are...
You could make some like Primaris sized chaos guys if you wanted, or just some like regular chapters. Like you would use it as the base for everything.
Yeah,
because it's not Primaris, but it's Marine. Yeah,
we can like pause. It's up to you.
I'm just offering.
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. I don't care right now. This room is pretty misty. it's pretty foggy.
It's got a little bit of a haze in it.
I love we got the pupper in here. You can enjoy the fun as well. There we go. Oh no, Mike. I'm glad. It's nice when they just read you, like, well, they give you good tools to work with for customization and conversion like that. I'm so happy that you're psyched for this.
Yeah, I am. It's been a long time since I look forward to anything. And as well, in 5 days, on August 7th, our Games Workshop is having their anniversary. Which means I will be getting my anniversary Necron model.
Oh, what does that mean? Wait, you get one for every year?
You just got to go, well, the place? For every year you have a podcast?
Every year.
No, they just release anniversary models that you can buy in a limited period at the store's anniversary.
Oh.
But this year they did a Necron model, which is super crazy. Like, yeah, this guy.
Oh, shit.
He's like crooked and all bent and hunched over, and he's got this cool shield on his back. And
yeah, man.
That's like, really sick.
Yeah, I like the drape things hanging from his forearms.
Is that what is on his back, a little shield generator thing, you think?
I can't remember exactly.
It could be an apple. He might be.
or like a little hook, like a little gravity hook where like the flyers can just gravity hook onto that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I can't exactly remember his rules.
And then he's basically flying around the battlefield casting magic spells.
That's sick. Sweet. I reckon even though he looks like hunched over, I bet he spins that pole like a madman. Like he just fucking just karate chops people with it, you know what I mean? Like,
You could look at it both ways, right? Either the hunched over is just an attitude of his.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, he's menacing.
Yeah, or maybe he's just like actually has the bad tech or whatever.
That's cool. He looks like a
cosplay. So yeah, I'm excited to get him too.
Yeah, man. That's sweet.
That's super sexy.
I'm happy you're looking forward to things, man. That's sweet.
I haven't bought 40K in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, man.
If the new Squiggoth model comes out, can Lohammer buy me a Squiggoth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Yeah, okay. Everyone wants that. I asked everyone, and they said...
Everybody
said
yes.
Everyone said yes. So
I like your initiative.
Yeah.
You get two now.
You can be friends. Yay. My two pet Squiggoths.
Oh,
That would be fun to paint.
Mark, I do believe it's time for your rapid fire.
Lay it on me. I am so quick right now.
Would anyone like to pick a topic?
Yeah, who wants to terrorize me?
No, you were nice to me. Someone else can do it.
Okay. Let me just hit random on Lexicanum.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And what see what you get.
What do
you
know about Big boy again.
Oh, my goodness. What
do you know about the McIntyre planet?
Oh, my goodness. Luther McIntyre.
Luther McIntyre,
founded that planet. McIntyre 8, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But basically, it's like this death world. And in like the early Rogue Trader, like all the feral creatures are on this death world. So there's all these crazy like stalker beasts. And it's the craziest planet. But what's even crazier is people like to export those animals for some reason onto other planets. And that's pretty much all there is to know about Luther McIntyre's planet, McIntyre 8.
Wow.
That was perfectly timed.
That was pretty good. I mean, you give it a bit of an outro, but you're allowed some filler as long as you're still talking.
Luther McIntyre is a planet that seems to come up so crazily. Just really? Out of nowhere. You're like, what? Where was this thing from? It's fucking Luther McIntyre.
It's like 50 creatures or something.
Yeah, wow. It's crazy.
That's insane.
It's the first go-to every time they need like a filler planet or something like that.
It's pretty great to see how often that thing comes
up. Keep pulling it out of the hat. They need to flesh out the story.
I love that random. Okay.
That was great.
Okay, next game. Do you guys want to pick a game? I remember doing this one the first High Hammer, and it's called Interactive Word Story.
Oh, so, my God.
Basically, the game is we each say one word, and we try to talk about 40K.
All right,
and we say one word around the table. But when you're really high for the very first time, it got to me, and I'm like, oh, like,
word!
Face turning red now.
What
like,
word?
Impossible Pass! Challenge.
Yeah,
I'm willing to play.
I'm ready.
I'm ready for this. My body is ready. My mind is ready.
Okay. Well,
say a word.
The
Eon.
A.
The Eon A?
Yeah, I think that's not a sentence, maybe?
Sure.
Tell me the word you'd follow up
on. Yeah, yeah.
Long?
And
time ago.
The Eon, a long time ago.
Sure, yeah.
I get
okay.
it.
I
struggled for a heartbeat there.
Let's read. All right, I lose the game.
We're too high.
I'll take a drink. That's fine.
I'll take a drink too, just because.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Let's start over. Cheers. Let's go.
I will start.
All right.
Chapter
3.
Ooh.
Of
the
Ultramarines
is.
Wait. Yes.
What? You said Ultramarines.
I know, I did, but
did you want to
do they have a third chapter
of
Ultramarines?
I'm going to fact check you right now. Yeah. What is this?
It's a nonsensical sentence. I mean, when we're trying to tie it into like something that we
Okay, let's dial it down a
break
bit.
Rules.
Do you guys want to like just like try to construct a sentence?
I am
like any
me think that good.
And like maybe beforehand we can choose a category. Like, okay, let's try to make a sentence about X.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I'm 100%
okay
with
so that. What do we want to try to make a sentence about?
How about small cat?
Oh
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Small, I love
small
the
cat
small cat. She
right
is.
Here.
A little fluffy kitty.
All right. Who wants to begin?
Small
cat
is
going.
Places
in
his
own
mind.
Whoa.
Man.
That was it right there.
That's good.
Small cat is just grooming and
she's grooming in the mist.
We landed that. That was actually pretty sustained.
Wow. Yep. Well done, everyone.
That was great. I'm not how proud of we are.
Very proud.
Do you guys want to hear Small Cat talk for 1 second? Small Cat. Small cat's
small
been
cat
my
cat of the mic.
Small cat's been my all-time favorite cat, and I love her. So my girlfriend makes Instagram videos just for fun, but one of the videos of me and Small Cat has like over 3 million views, and it's the weirdest thing. And it's just of me cuddling the little Small Cat, and like
her nuzzling your beard.
Yeah, her little mouth open. Bloop.
Yeah.
For some reason she has a viral cat video. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, like it's like it's crazy because it's like that's more plays than Lorehammer's episode. You know, it's
so yeah. I'll say to you, she's coming for your third, man.
Yeah,
she's gonna be more.
I got the big D war band. And I got.
You got so many things
big
looking
B,
at your
no,
back right
small
now.
Small cat's forming an army against you on the other front. It's like three posts on Instagram.
Eric, you still are my friend, right? Equal business partner.
Small cat said some very persuasive things.
No!
Biggest threat to the Imperium. Holy Jeez. Shit! Yeah, I'm excited for his celebrity and famousness, and you know the
her,
obliteration
you
of yours.
Of a bitch,
is it a her?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm misgendered.
Cat,
I apologize.
I love
little fluff thing.
I built her this awesome cat tree in my backyard, so I like dismantled a cat post and then remantled it up in the tree. And I got 3 cats, and they all love it. They all climb up in there all night long.
Oh, that's
play.
Sick.
This is the first time I've seen someone do this. Because my mom, she just gets a leash and puts it onto like a chair, and then that's the range they get in the backyard. But you've literally reconstructed your entire backyard to facilitate small cats. And it's fucking great.
Small cat and all my other animals. I also got a dog. Like, so this kind of goes back to like my whole weed thing. Like, man, like you get high and you just really want all the animals to just kind of flow and everyone just lives in harmony. And it's like, oh, I noticed this little thing I can do for the little kitty, make the little kitty's life better. Like,
well, you're a creative and a constructive person. And I think you like, when you're high, you really, really connect to like what's around you more.
Yeah,
and nature, and you're an animal lover. So I think those things go hand in hand. It's like making Warhammer, but for your animals. Like, you get to build shit in your house that, like, makes your house literally a theme park for fucking cats.
I am super jealous of all the holes in the walls that you can just observe the cats through. Yeah, and that they just get to run through them. I would love for my cats to have that.
It's insane.
Do you guys want to talk about your pets?
My girlfriend's not here, but I'll wait till she's
out. Zing, zing, zing. Don't worry, we can edit this out.
No, I just like the series of holes and flaps you have literally throughout your house to facilitate these animals. And you've got like cages and stuff around the outside so they can go outside and still be in a cage kind of area and it's, like hang out there and stuff. You've got netting around the tops of your fences to prevent them from jumping out or escaping or ever living a true life.
No cat has escaped my backyard for like probably a month.
You're
now.
A warden, dude.
Crazy, because she was getting out pretty often.
Yeah, now it's been, But Eric, you got 2 kitties. I love your kitties.
I do, yeah.
You got a Penelope cat?
I have a small tuxedo cat named Penelope who's pretty cuddly and affectionate.
And
that's
all
your Snapchat. It's joints and their cat. That's the two things. And
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Your Penelope cat loves going into people's mouths.
Oh, yes. It's she will shove thing. Her face in your mouth.
Yeah. Loved it.
I definitely have to warn people when they come over. I'm like, this cat will get in your face. And they're like, no, it's totally fine. I've seen it before. I'm like, no, no, no. Like, this cat will get in your mouth.
It wants to insert itself into you.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
And then my other one, Bjorn, is a blue Bengal. He's pretty, very pretty. But he's also very shy.
Yeah, a blue Bengal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he's got like gray, pretty light gray on his coat, and then like dark gray spots and stripes. Yeah. And then his underbelly is really like this rich, creamy, like white.
It's pretty soft.
Oh, super soft. But he never lets anyone touch it.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you got to take
it. Oh, you sneak
it.
Yeah.
Sneak it.
You let the fingers just brush the edge. You know, like, oh, no, Bjorn, I'm not. I swear.
I'm just touching the cat post.
Yeah. It was an accident. Yeah.
Just quickly eating more gummies. How old were you when you first smoked weed?
How old was I? Well, I did it in Portland first.
That's a hell of a place to do it.
Yeah, that was the first time Portland's I ever wild. Got baked. I was with my one friend that I actually met on WoW.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Behind the game first, and then did you practice in-game?
I have definitely imbibed many, like, poisons and drugs in that game. Like, you are constantly taking something.
Yeah.
If not powering back, like, a full fantasy feast before.
Exactly, yeah. Well, yeah, it was like, surprisingly delightable. Delightful. Anyways,
yeah.
So I've done a lot of drugs in that game.
Yeah.
And food and stuff. But, yeah, I met him on WoW. Went to Portland.
Yeah.
I just ate a bunch of edibles, and then I ate like
edibles
the most
first.
I had ever eaten in my life.
So you got high the first time you go high?
Edibles.
Simply
oh,
like,
I got
well,
high.
Yeah, that'll fuck you up. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was so pretty wild. I think I ate like a whole 7 dip, like 7 layer dip with chips.
Okay.
And I had like ice cream.
Yeah, my trick is whole loaves of bread. Usually I just make those disappear.
A whole loaf.
Whole loaves of bread. Just
some garlic butter.
No,
or
anything, just dry. Or maybe a little bit of butter, that's it.
Okay.
Just make it disappear.
When I bake fresh bread,
yeah,
it's
bread was
so
delicious.
Hard to not just like get right into it and be like, I have dipping oil. Why am I not just eating bread 24/7?
I created this. I'm in charge of this. I can eat this what I please.
Yeah.
This is mine. Why not eat all of it now? Mark, what would you say was one of the things you've learned about yourself since you've, like, touched weed? You know what I mean? Like, I've seen you transform over time. It's kind of crazy.
Learned about myself?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah?
I do know, but I don't know. I'm getting pretty high.
Well, you learned how inebriated you are. I guess that's the learning thing.
No, I think one of the things I learned,
sure,
maybe not about myself, is just, like, that empathy, like my actions have effects on others, and even like, you know, we get feedback on Lorehammer like, oh yeah, you guys aren't like, you guys sold out, or you aren't like what you used to be back in the day. It's like, yeah, like I've kind of grown as a person. I'm not like some, you know, 28 year old asshole anymore.
Yeah.
And weed has kind of helped me, like, I don't know, relate. And yeah, it's just like you use the word energy, I don't know if that's the word, but you kind of just, you're with it. So, I don't know. That's one thing it's definitely helped.
Yeah.
Kind of just being with people and kind of understanding what they're kind of...
Not just reserving to your own minds and like opening it a little more to others and being a
just
part of...
Just not being an asshole.
Yeah.
You can get it. You can be reserved. You can be introverted, and you can kind of live in that, inside your own mind. That can be difficult to overcome. But weed helps that, you know? Like, you do become naturally more open-minded and more empathetic.
Yeah. So the very first time I did weed, the thing that really panicked me is like, I just, you know, everyone gets paranoid and thinks like, what is everyone else thinking about me?
Yeah.
But no one else was thinking about me that night. Yeah. Everyone else was doing their own goddamn thing.
Yeah.
So then like, so like the transformation is like, Okay, so like, okay, no one's thinking about me. Like, maybe I should think about other people, and like, maybe they're going through something, you know? Wow. Like,
and it helps if you're going through that journey with someone else, someone else on moderately the same level. You know, it helps because you can experiment together and find your levels together, and then find the ways that it makes it, you know, a positive experience for you.
Yeah,
because it's not for everyone, you know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I'm not saying everyone should do weed at all. Like, definitely, if you're under 25, do not smoke weed at all. And
yeah,
like,
I know.
But.
Yeah, you gotta do shit responsibly, right?
But
it can be transformative, and it's cool to see that journey because you know when I got here, you're a different person than you are now, right? That, you know, it's been almost 3 years, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, man, it's been crazy.
Yeah,
and now you're permanent.
Well, just got that.
Yeah. So what are you? What is it?
I'm in a residency.
Congrats,
man. I don't have to go home. I don't have to go home.
The stalking continues.
Yes,
my stalker doesn't have to move back to his country.
You got me permanently. No, I got another 5 years. And then I could just keep renewing it or go for my citizenship.
So that's awesome.
Which is cool, yeah. But no, that's a celebratory event, and we did celebrate.
That was a fun day.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's exciting. And it's weird, and it's cool to see both of you and know like how long we've been. And I love that I'm sitting next to you, Rio, because you made both Warhammer's intro and Let's Talk Warhammer's intro.
Yeah.
And Violet is so much better than that. That is a banger that slaps, and I'm glad you got to practice on theirs before doing the polished work and coming over to LTL. But no, I want to appreciate you. I appreciate you for that.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, no. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm glad you guys thought of me.
Hypothetically, is the topic about psychedelics okay to talk about? Hypothetically? If somebody was to?
If we get more high, we should probably be okay. We just have to get a little more blue.
If you want, we can just talk about it and then revisit it later.
This will be
right, because we can just remove anything we don't want out
just
of this.
Just do classic Lorehammer.
Well, like,
we'll
the other thing is, like...
Let's do it another episode. That's for another episode.
The one
next
who's
Lorehammer. Next Lorehammer. It's
right. The other reason I'm really happy Rio is here, because the very first time I did any psychedelics was with Rio and Eric on a mountain together, and it was also transformative.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, that was a crazy day.
Yeah, so, like, you know,
I think every time I've tripped on psychedelics, it has been transformative.
It can be a fun time, or it can be almost a religious experience, you know, like even more transformative in the right context. And don't do that shit without research kits.
Oh god.
yeah but that's all.
I have a lot of positive experiences about it, but I think that's because we're pretty careful about how we consume, you know.
You have to be intelligent about the stuff, you know what I mean? You want to know what you're doing, you want to know who you are, you want to know what you're capable of, you know. You want to be responsible, and then you know, and then if you're capable, then you're, you know, have the ability to have these experiences without fucking killing yourself.
So the use of psychedelics in psychopharmacology just recently became like okay to experiment with in Calgary, and so now terminal patients who like have no positive outlook or whatever are now able to help like cope with their situations through psychedelics.
Holy shit. Damn. Medicinal shrooms.
An additive, I think, to their therapy and other stuff too. But that's pretty neat.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's being in this hospital one, be able to trip because you got nothing else to do. You know, you're gonna die. It's just like, hey, may as well write out my last days just in fucking Alice in Wonderland, you know, like. That's one way to do it. I mean, why not? Why not?
At least I'll be fine here, you know?
Like, when I'm, like, 90, like, I'm so doing heroin. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, at that point, why not, right? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you gotta check out it. Live life's old experiences.
All right.
I'm not gonna give a fuck at 90. Like, at 90, I'm done. I'm the world is fucking whatever to me.
You guys ready for next? It'd be a shame if we didn't get to our AMA that's happening.
Oh, God, no. Oh, yeah. We gotta do some of that.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. So they
Eric posted in within like a second. People are hundreds of comments.
Yeah, we got a lot. We got a lot.
So
the first question is this the 100th episode? Come on, get out of here.
Fast. You missed the 100th.
Get out of here.
At this point, I can't count which episode.
This is 101.
101. Yeah.
You missed it.
Wow, there's a lot of questions here.
How do we make babies? That's crazy. I don't know. I've never
tried.
Yeah, I mean, I've never done it, so I actually don't know.
Like,
it's against Slanesh.
I fill my pussy hole with my woman hole with 40.
You mean like the metaphorical hole?
No, okay. There's the god hole, you know, that you fill with pussy initially. But I have now filled that hole with Warhammer.
That's right. Kind of, yeah.
I'm a step beyond. So anyways,
you transcended.
Yes. Anyways.
We got some real philosophical
so
ones.
The next question, what is the meaning of life? Well, I think I might have
coveted.
Just,
you done. Just fill your it's holes with 40K.
40K, yeah.
Fill like a pussy holes with 40K.
Which are fill- God holes originally.
God holes originally.
Yeah. These are so hard to read. Wow.
Why are we here?
Yeah.
Where do we come from?
I always do that every time. I'm so sorry.
Why do we exist? Where do we go?
Rather just get a Blood Angels episode.
Oh, thanks, Sa Diablo.
Okay. How many wakes is there in Calgary?
How many wakes?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Wakes of Wales.
Where did you all go wrong?
Mean Wales? It could have mean Wales.
What's the deal with Canadian fries?
Poutine?
Poutine.
Oh, yeah.
Beef gravy, cheese curds.
Yeah.
It's basically, it's just like Australian pubs. It's chips, but with just like extra bits on the top, and that's basically poutine. But it's a hit here and a classic treasure. I learned these things.
Do you like poutine?
Yeah, poutine's great. It's chips and fucking like gravy and the and bacon cheese, and cheese. And
do you ever go like specialty ones from like Poutine Shack or whatever?
I've gone to like a restaurant or whatever. They're nice. Yeah. Fancy poutines. Fancy poutine.
There's this one place. They give you like a bowl. It's like a mountain of poutine.
What place is that?
Right on 52nd, where the fire station
is. Oh, the Poutine Poonery.
The Poonery. The Poonery.
I mean, for all I know, that is the title because I can't say it.
All right,
apparently.
Next question.
Next extrapolate. Oh, you got one? I got a good one.
Go for it.
More crapping pants stories. So we've told two doozers.
The night is still young.
Yeah. Right, do you guys have any?
Them?
I've never crapped my pants today. Oh.
In all honesty, never once have you crapped your pants.
I've had like wet farts, like, you know what I mean? Okay, but never an entire turd. No.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Good
that
man.
Been an emergency situation.
I have a joke actually if it comes to wet farts.
Okay.
It's more of a story, but the characters are fictional and they aren't related to anyone in this room. Okay. So one day this guy was in his apartment and it was really, really hot. Like really hot. So he was sweating a lot. And then he farted, but it was so wet because of all the sweat, he thought he sharted his pants. Yeah.
Is this a situation that just happened here?
Not to me, this guy, random right, guy. Sorry. Jeez.
That's what they all say. Why did that guy tell you that he shit himself?
I don't know, man.
Why did he tell you?
This room's pretty sweaty.
Yeah.
It's getting pretty hot in here.
Turn the AC on. I don't know why it's not.
Okay.
Okay, so I got another good question here. What is your opinions on TTS closing shop momentarily for those of you Texas speak? And are there any fears that you might do the same? Let's talk about the first one.
Wait, what was the question?
Opinions on text-to-speech. If the Emperor had a text-to-speech device, closing shop momentarily.
Yeah. I never watched him, but like he was beloved. Like, yeah.
I never watched him either.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate that he felt that way. I haven't actually read the whole situation. I know it's being updated like hour by hour.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I definitely see a lot of memes like based on his stuff. So I knew a lot of people were really into it.
Yeah.
And they seem pretty upset.
Yeah, like it sucks to lose somebody doing something. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, if it's prolific and people like it, yeah, it's upsetting if it's gone. I myself end up going to it.
Yeah, like it's weird. So like you could make a Star Wars fanfic. Disney's okay with it.
Yeah. But that has definitely always been Star Wars' big thing, is like people were just allowed to write in the universe, no problem. I guess 40K kind of encourages that too.
Yeah, man. Like,
yeah,
what next? Are you gonna say
it's Warhammer TV, man?
I can't write my own fan lore from.
Yeah,
my
exactly.
Army?
I'm not allowed to have my own lore.
Your IP? Like,
yeah,
they're taking all their IP back. But, which is interesting. Yeah,
like, yeah, it sucks. Like, I haven't read all the things. Like, maybe TTS dropped out because he was just done and didn't want to deal with it. I don't know the whole situation.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain he was forced, but I haven't watched anything just from what other people are saying about it. That's all I see.
So
is that like it definitely was not his intention to do it.
It's sad. That's sad that he's maybe if you guys want to hear his side, message him. I'd love to talk to him. I've never even really I don't know much about him. I'd love to see him.
Maybe I should go try and hunt down some of that stuff.
Yeah.
See if it's even on there anymore.
Yeah, if people would find that interesting, do something. But are there any fears of us doing the same? No. See,
no.
We talk about hammers throughout the ages.
Yeah,
of time
and the lore behind like Hammer Creations. And,
like, even this episode, like, are we even talking about 40K? Like, we're fine.
Yeah, I think the big thing there is it's focused at animations.
Yeah.
And so we aren't in that world.
Next minute, Lilhammer TV expands into the Lilhammer podcast and starts taking over all the podcasts and on the foyer. And then you band together with Small Cat and Big D's World. And then we fight back against the Lilhammer TV threat.
Three HQs you guys would take to a pub. I'm taking Grimaldus. Caldor Drago.
Okay.
And Gazcool.
Oh, God. Well, the pub's destroyed.
Yeah, yeah, the pub's
well
gone.
Well done. If you were hoping for any questions answered or conversation to be had, no. Just his four-gun Gatling cannon.
He's going to be blowing the most personable. He's going to be a great drinker. He's going to like have...
The rule is no fighting. They gotta,
That changes everything.
They got to have a conversation.
That changes everything.
It'd be cool to sit him down and get into his mind and figure out what really goes on in that. It'd be kind of interesting.
Okay. I'd also you just meet casual. Insanity.
Yeah, it'd be kind of, I don't know, this is giant entity sitting in front of you.
What is one question you would ask Grimaldus? And then Dylan, what is one question you would ask Gazcool? Do you know who
Aunva?
Any 40K character?
Farstride.
Yeah.
Farsight.
Okay. Let's do Farsight. Do you know him?
Sort of.
He defected from the Tau Empire and started his own.
Somewhat. I only know a couple things.
You gotta do like Korn.
Okay,
what are you gonna ask? What are you gonna ask Slaanesh?
Yeah, there's a better question. Wait, well done.
Mark, what are you gonna?
No, this is Rio should ask. What is Rio gonna ask Slaanesh? I'm already a Slaanesh cultist. I follow excess in all things.
Yeah.
I already know. Rio, what would you ask Slaanesh, the god of excess?
Oh man.
That's just moaning. Slaanesh approves.
It's a pretty good question.
Yeah, Slaanesh does appreciate it.
Yeah, he's waiting in temptation.
What 40K drug is going to get me the most high and have the most pleasurable effects possible?
Wow.
Okay,
Slaanesh would know, too.
As a follower, I think I can actually give you that answer if you give me a minute.
Okay.
So that's a great question. Mm-hmm. I'll have an answer. What was your question?
What I'd ask Gazcool.
Yeah.
I'd ask him to, do you want to come on my podcast?
Do you want to be a part of my war band?
Do you want to be a part of my war band? Because it's great, there's perks, you know, you get teeth and, shampoo and stuff.
Holy smokes.
He'd respect that, I think. We'd see eye to eye on that.
The wrong button.
Oh,
there we go.
Is it ready?
Wow. I swear to God.
Oh my God, it's recording. Yeah. Oh
okay,
God.
You're a wizard though, Eric.
Geez. So we don't know where we lost it. So we're just going with it. We barely got it. We're going again.
Oh my goodness. What is wrong with this episode?
So basically, it just cut off abruptly because like something fucking happened and start recording. And
this is why we don't normally record high. You know, there are consequences to drugs.
Absolutely.
We had genuine panic whether we lost this episode.
Yeah, like when Eric's like, we're not recording. Oh, God, how much did we lose?
So we have to do this.
There goes my high, you son of a bitch.
Guys, don't worry. We only lost like 50 minutes.
Don't worry, wait a second. It's been 3 hours. Oh, my God.
Well, we got some more questions. So honest opinion, why do you make jokes at Christian's expense? I don't know. It's just a guy thing, I think. He just kind of...
He deserves
he got
it,
your totem
he
pole.
He deserves
He's at the bottom.
It's a totem pole. I get it.
Yeah. Christian's...
Why is he better looking than you, though? Answer that question.
Well...
Yeah.
When you take care of yourself, just general cleanliness.
Right.
If you don't do too much Warhammer 40K, you can be appealing to the female form.
Oh, I see. All right. That's the key. All
yeah.
Right.
He's a big boy. He's been working out for a minute.
Ooh.
There's a couple good questions that I've seen. Okay, do you ever think you will get bored of Warhammer? Like, do you want to?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I mean, never the universe, right? It's so embedded in all of us. It's also just one of the best fucking universes we've ever read. And, like, we're all fans of it. I think that's stuff you carry on for life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's the comparison? You know, like, nerd dads, right? They love Star Trek. They love, you know, like, old games,
and they still carry those with them and still talk about them, right? And then
sure, sure.
Their games, they talk about their games of their generation. I think Warhammer will be kind of the same thing.
Every once in a while, you just you'll dust off the model.
Yeah, exactly. There will be moments of boredom with Warhammer, but I will like Frankie. He always says, like a dog to vomit. I will always come back to Warhammer. Always, you know?
Like a dog to vomit.
Yeah.
You can try to keep me out of it, but you're not going to get me.
But, yeah, so.
You always look back on it even with nostalgia or sentimentality anyway. So,
yeah, exactly.
Like, so you always look positively towards
it. And especially now for like, you know, even the four of us, like, but for me and Eric specifically, how Lorehammer has impacted our life, like, it's all 40K related now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all.
Yeah, we're intertwined.
Yeah, it's just this
in our blood.
Crazy situation.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's kind of exploded in a weird, cool way.
Yeah, enough to get tattoos of it, like obnoxiously chatted across the chat.
Yeah, I have.
Who would do that?
I got two Warhammer tattoos. I don't have any Lorehammer tattoos.
That's the track marks,
that's Eric. The next one, different. Right? Yeah.
Track get out of here.
Next question.
Okay. Okay, what are the blasphemies of Warhammer 40K that generally grind your gears?
There's got to be some good ones out there.
I got stuff if no one's got nothing.
Go for it. Okay, start it off.
Okay, what really grinds me my gears is Chimeric Gene Seed or Traitor Gene Seed. That is Loyalist. Like, yeah, my Loyalist chapter has ex-Traitor Legion. It's like, why? How did they get approved? Now I can focus on that. I want to hear something cool, because it's not like you're going to be able to tell you're a Night Lord anyways. So you focus all this attention on this one detail you can't even share.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also feel like everybody, maybe I just read too much lore, but I feel like everyone just tries to do it. So it's like,
I think it's a pretty popular theme that people like.
Yeah.
And I think that falls under the special snowflake category.
Yeah, like it's just... Like, why do you need it, man?
Yeah.
Like, Gene Seed literally has no impact unless you're list.
Well, it doesn't
missing,
have
like,
to.
An organ. It doesn't have
some
to.
Some people really like to write from it, and I've seen that done okay, but it doesn't have to. Some people just seem to think, like, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
You know,
and sorry to the guy I was literally talking to about this. Yeah, I'm like, oh, well, I'm super salty, but here we go, buddy. Like,
you bought the ticket.
Yeah, you asked, you DM'd me.
There's no going back.
Yeah. No, it was a fun conversation, but it's just, yeah. If you guys have anything?
Biggest gripe in 40K.
It's expensive.
Is it?
The models. Can be.
I feel like at some point, though, you technically probably don't have to buy anymore at some point.
True.
Yeah. Like,
there's some investment
point. You can reach, there.
And, like, realistically, like, you buy one box set and you might paint it that year. Like...
I mean, it wasn't really
bucks
being
a month.
Serious. I was just being cheap.
Oh, you son of
a... I mean, it's not expensive,
it,
you know?
Secondhand, yeah.
Sorry.
It can be... There's cheap ways.
I have seen some pictures of people like, oh, just got my haul in, and it's like 30 different boxes. And I'm like, why did you decide today was the day to blow $8,000 in Games Workshop? Like, that's just crazy. That's so... That's wild.
That's why your nearest Games Workshop guy.
Yeah. That's why he spends... Yeah, crazy.
But in one sitting.
Yeah.
It, he just went and, like, dropped it on his credit card.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's crazy.
So it can be expensive, for sure.
Yeah, it can be.
I think one of my biggest gripes is the difference between people's insistence on novel canon as like the true representation of the things in the universe are, even when it's pretty contradictory to the more rules and codex stuff. I really appreciate the codex stuff way more than I appreciate the novel stuff.
Yeah, and like even GW like acknowledges like these are like they have some weird workaround, like that not all novels are true or whatever, and like even they acknowledge that. But they don't say that about like Lexicana or not Lexicana.
The codexes. Those are like consistently the bedrock.
Yeah.
You know, like you find the crazy like that diarist thing that we talked about.
Yeah.
That was in a rule book.
That was sweet.
That wasn't in a novel.
Yeah.
You know, and that like to take that as like a standard and say how many more cool things are just hiding in codexes that I just haven't seen.
Take it for Bible truth.
That's one of my gripes. It's too many, and then too many people make these crazy assumptions based on tiny little details.
Yeah, like the thing about like a novel is like they're written about the one in a billion situation. So if you take that as the standard of the universe, of course there's these crazy, but no, like these are the exceptional stories of 40K. Like then,
yeah, we're following heroes. Exactly. We're following specific drama.
Yeah. So what might be common for them might not always be common, or might not ever happen ever, more likely, you know?
Yeah.
Not everyone has fancy devices.
Yeah, it's cool. And you know, it's subjective, and you can make up, well, not entirely, but, and then the authors can create cool stories, you know, and try to flesh out from there. But
yeah, and you can appreciate the stories.
I do.
Sure.
Like, I do.
Yeah.
It's cool that both go kind of hand in hand, you know.
Yeah. And you kind of need both of them. Like, otherwise, you just have a paragraph of
it's cool.
Essentially,
you want the stories as well. You want the fiction.
I like it when codexes describe what things are, and then in the novels, they kind of describe how they feel. Right? And like how I might interact with it. But the codex is describing this is what it is.
That's sweet.
And the Space Marine is like, this is how I interact with this thing.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Okay.
It's cool. I love 40K stories.
Any major gripes? Because we got to ask the opposite when we're done this one. What is your absolute most favorite thing about 40K? What do you think that is, like, the best thing about 40K?
What are your gripes here? Did you have an
answer? Yeah. If you have a gripe.
I don't have any gripes.
Okay. Right. Okay. So best thing about 40K? Anyone want to
go?
I know. I mean, yeah, go for it, Marcus.
Does everyone need like high breaks to gather their thoughts? Like, like they're like, okay,
get a
now
moment of meditation.
Yeah, yeah, and then just let Mark ramble for a second. Okay, now I know. What
I got
talking
a couple.
About.
I got one in the chamber.
Derek, sure, please. Then
let's just have dead air. Let's just have straight up dead air for a solid 25 seconds, just to fuck with people.
Eric, tell me.
I love when good fanfic is written in 40K.
Yeah,
seeing
man.
Just someone who is so in love with the universe and gets it so, like, core to their story, and then just produces this work that you're like, how are you not writing stuff right now? That is one of the best things I can ever experience in the hobby.
Dude, so do you remember that story? We read a couple of similar. It was about a squad of Space Marines, and they're running behind the Rhino, and they're reloading.
Yes, it was the Bolter Porn.
Yeah, man. Like, I still think about that.
That one was like, really good.
Yeah, it was Bolter Porn, but it was something, that whole reload scene, it was
it
so
felt
cool.
Dirty and grimy. Yeah.
Like,
and
it just fit.
Yeah. It felt like you were on a battlefield. Yeah. It didn't just feel like the bolts singed off your beautiful, precious blue armor. Like, no, it felt good. Yeah. So, yeah, that was, like, one that I, you know, really...
Yeah,
that's what keeps it alive, I think, for me. Just seeing that's other nice. People's crazy cool ideas.
That's cool. Yeah, man. Because we can only think of so many things.
Yeah, absolutely. I get tired of listening to my own thoughts eventually.
You guys live in a bubble with each other. Basically, if one person says it, the other person just sanctifies it as lore. It's like, yeah, that's basically true.
No, well, not always. Damn. Sometimes we're like, for no random reason, like, no, Eric, no!
Yes, that is it not is how my turn works, to die on this hill.
Actual established lore canon is established in this room.
It's
projected to the
universe. Funny when we get, like, reviews that people are like, they don't know all the lore. It's like, I don't think we ever said we did. I think we're just kind of rambling.
I think my favorite thing about 40K is the fact that it's dialed off to 11. And it's dark humor.
Yeah.
It's just laced with dark, the darkest of dark, and it's funny. Because it's fucked up. It's so fucked up, it's funny. It's Tarantino.
Yeah.
It's like...
Exactly.
It's like satire.
Exactly. And that's what connects to me with me the most. That theme, that mood, that everything makes me laugh in 40K.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up. It's great. Yeah. And it's just heavy.
Yeah.
It's cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's sick.
What's yours?
My favorite thing about 40K is the community, and specifically podcasts like this. Like, to be honest, like, I don't really play or like read the books or anything. And this is really literally the only way that I engage with like the 40K like community or universe. But you guys keep inviting me back, even though like I barely know anything at all. So it's awesome. I really enjoy it. It's so fun.
Yeah.
So thank you.
You're welcome. We love having you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, like, that was gonna be my answer, too. Like, the friendships I keep that continue to last, you know?
Through 40K.
Yeah, it gives me an excuse to reach out to people and be like, I haven't seen Rio in a while. This will get them over here.
Peter, we were talking about just recently, we're like, man, like, we haven't seen him in so long. So we're like, we got to get him on an episode.
It's always been about that for me, like that social thing. And I still really enjoy that aspect of it. I think I always will.
But what? Not hobby or community based. What's your answer for the actual like for the setting? For the
oh god, I think all of us were like community.
Yeah. I mean, obviously that's the better answer. You sound like now I sound like a dick.
No, no. Okay, so here's
you're like, oh, it's the friends and family. I mean, obviously it's fucking the friends and family, idiots. It's
okay, like, fine, you son of a bitch. I love that I'm able to explore my creativity through 40K.
Nice.
I will write stories. I am able to paint models. Sure. But like, when would I ever pick up a pencil to write a story? But it is like a skill to be able to formulate a sentence.
Yeah.
You know? So I've...
I guess I was hoping for more of an answer. What attracts 40K?
Like, that like, because it's encouraged in 40K to do that with 40K.
To think of everything
like,
about it.
Here's the sandbox. Yeah. Enjoy. Sure, you know, where that's what I like. Yeah. They do it so perfectly.
Yeah.
Legit.
I think my favorite thing about 40K in that way is the fact that nothing is impossible. Like, they exaggerate everything like to the maximum capacity that you can like imagine it. Like just the sheer scale of the whole universe and like the chaos gods and everything.
Yeah.
The warp itself is like barely like you can barely talk about it, right?
No, not in universe, right? Like how do you actually have conversations when you might just think about it and go insane?
Exactly.
Sucked into a warp.
It's super interesting.
Yeah. That's a great answer, the impossibleness of it. Yeah, and just a huge number.
Fine, you want a better answer, you son of a bitch?
Yeah, this is number three.
You missed it too. God. You missed it twice. You
okay,
said it on a personal
fine.
Answer. You didn't give an answer.
I like Primaris Marine. Okay?
That's exactly what he was looking for.
You stand by that.
Can Eric the Dormant Puppet come to sleep me, sing me, to talk me to sleep personally for a few nights?
Absolutely.
He does that already. I mean, that's
I should just start reading books in ASMR and then putting them on YouTube.
People would buy them.
Can sperm develop
chapter one?
Have you all seen the Astartes episodes? Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who hasn't at this point. They're amazing.
They were amazing. I haven't seen them. So are they released changed? Because he had to take them down to do some alterations on them. The Astartes episodes?
Oh.
Right? You had to like pull them off and make some changes now that Games Workshop is like in partnership with him. But has he re-released them yet?
I don't think so. I think they're on Warhammer Plus. I think Warhammer Plus is now. I think Warhammer Plus is active, but like the community is doing the whole boycott or something, you know?
Hmm.
Or, you know, 50 people and making everyone look like assholes.
So there's full Astartes episodes out?
Well, no, like he had the
original.
Yeah, he had the original, and then he joined up with Warhammer.
I think it's now on Warhammer Plus.
Okay, so that's like the only place to find it.
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure it's out now and he's on it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Checks out.
What would be the grossest weapon in 40K?
Oh my god, the Tyranid fly one, the flesh borer.
Oh.
Yeah,
it shoots a bug at you and then just starts to eat through you when it lands. That's one of my grossest.
Yeah. Didn't those aliens we were talking about at the beginning, the Ra's Ghul, didn't they have some crazy like razor weapons or something like that?
Yeah, they like very brutal weapons, so like yeah.
Monomolecular. I don't know.
And more like jagged raggedy, you know.
That's
like,
kind of what I remember.
Maximum blood flow, trying to like do savage things.
Yeah, like it's like a like an art form almost. So
like
you know, the art of the kill, the art of the hunt. It's very
I feel like Dark Elder too. I've seen.
Oh yeah, they have some gross stuff.
They have some shit.
Dylan, what's the grossest weapon?
It's something Tyranid. It's gotta be. I mean, it's organic. It'll be slippery and gross.
It just poops out and more Tyranids?
Yeah, something like that. Something that poops is probably the worst weapon, the grossest weapon. Pooping weapons. Weaponized pooping. Things that poop.
Uh-huh.
More pooping things.
What's the next question?
Would the Emperor take a normal job in our timeline while he's keeping a low profile? Like, he's just like a cashier at Walmart for like a decade.
It's like when Michael Jackson rented out the whole supermarket so he could act normal and walk along around the aisles and pretend to be a person. That's the Emperor doing the same thing. He misses normal modern day alive, so he jumps in as a cashier.
When is Maru coming on to talk to Small Cat?
Oh, Maru.
Oh, hilarious. Aw, I love Maru. That's the meerkat.
Yeah, the meerkat that's on our Discord.
Ursat's meerkat. Check it out. It's the mascot.
I could go through. There's a bunch of comments, but like I don't know that 90% of them are just asking me about dick sizes of Primarchs and shit. So
that's classic internet for you.
I'll
right?
stop scrolling. But thanks for coming. I don't know. Do we have anything else we want to talk about on our notes here? You know, our very structured, organized
our list of harebrained ideas,
list of harebrained schemes that we thought might be mildly amusing.
Where are we here?
Yeah, I'm trying to be.
Well, I don't know about you, but I've been sober this whole time. When are we finally gonna get?
I have a couple would you rathers.
Okay, that's right. Fun.
All right, Rio.
Uh huh.
Would you rather be given the job of cleaning the Emperor's bones for the rest of your natural life, or be entombed within a dreadnought with the voices of Adam Sandler and Justin Bieber as AI companions?
That's so fucking dumb.
I don't know. Is that a bad thing? I kind of like Justin Bieber. Yeah, I'll take the dreadnought.
Take the dreadnought? You get to listen to them forever, for all eternity.
At least you get to get around. You don't be trapped in the fucking
exactly.
Thrash.
You got some good beats, too.
Good comedy, too. You know, yeah.
Kind of get the hits on command, you know?
Mark,
yeah.
Would you rather be a plague marine for the rest of your life while feeling the agony of Nurgle's rot, or be trapped in Zeench's maze for eternity?
Man, I'm a wanderer. Zeench's maze. There's probably some good garden trees I can wander up. Like, I'm
and you're constantly climbing them. You're I'll see it from high up. Yeah. But it's just a trick.
Yeah.
Trick.
Yeah. The tree never actually gets enjoy up. Being lost in that beautiful maze, I'm sure.
Why does it seem to get taller? What's happening?
Dylan, would you rather be afflicted by the wolfen gene?
Okay.
Or the red thirst.
I've seen this movie.
Just finished watching that series again.
I'm gonna go probably the red thirst. This seems a little cool.
You want to be a vampire?
Yeah, I could probably.
I'll say it out loud.
I'd probably pick up a little better that way. probably be a little bit better to look at most days. I don't know. Drinking blood seems like a good time. Let's try one.
Try some like Clamato juice or something.
That's
like
the grossest drink I've ever drunk.
Oh, I
your
don't
brother
like
gave it.
It
to me like his second night here in Canada. He's like, this is Canadian, have this. And I hate tomatoes, and it just tastes like fucking garbage.
Well,
anyway, sorry to diss on you. Like,
hey, you know, I don't really drink that much. So
good.
All right.
I'm glad. Don't drink it.
Don't do it. Warning.
I definitely have a guilty pleasure. Going back to werewolves and vampires.
All right.
I absolutely hate watching the Twilight series.
Sure. I love that you love watching the
Twilight
series. Oh, my
God. It's so good to watch it with people who are just like, this movie is so stupid. Sure. It's so funny to me to watch people get so upset over that movie.
That movie annoys me. The lighting in it is too low, and it just bothers me. And it's
Dylan,
it's just depressing.
Everything about that movie is bad. That's the point. you gotta let it go, man.
It's hard to rewatch. That's why it's difficult.
And then you take it one step further.
So then I watched the satirical one, Vampires Suck.
Okay.
And there's this one scene, and it's really stupid, but she walks in the real movies, she gets out of the car, and she has this little cactus because she's from Arizona, so she pulled it from there. But in this Vampire Sucks one, she walks out of the car, and she pulls this cactus out, and this cactus is like three times as big as her, and she just pulls it out of the car, and it's one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen in my life. I love how bad that movie is.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, it's a good theme. I love horror themes.
You've sold me. We have to watch it then.
It's all so good.
Let's just put it on right
now. Next time you feel like
you need
to watch it.
Just give me a couple weeks, because I just did it yesterday. Mm-hmm. So
in a couple weeks, we'll talk.
Yeah.
We can just put it on in the background and watch the entire thing. Yeah, so do that. All right.
Mark.
Yeah.
Would you rather have to paint erotic images of the man emperor at his request for the rest of your life, or be forced to be the ball during a Blood Bowl match? You want to paint erotic pictures of the emperor?
No, man, that would suck. I would look at him, go blind by his magnificence.
His glory. Like, yeah. His divine
great
staff.
Now I'm an abstract painter.
I paint with my feelings now. Yeah. My feeling is glorious.
So I'll take
you take the ball.
I guess getting kicked around's okay. Yeah,
you can find glory on the football
field.
Yeah,
I can fight back to that at least. They might like it. I might they become a you famous up. Ball.
Yeah, yeah. One that they reuse. They only use it on special occasions.
Yeah, I gotta run around and get tackled and shit.
Like, smart opportunity. Holy definitely.
For $1, you can watch me run around. Come with my Be crazy blood ball. Bowl name. Yeah. So, yeah.
I got more.
Okay, give us a couple more, maybe.
Yeah. Rio. Would you rather fight against chaos or fight for chaos?
Definitely for.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, it's the winning side.
Damn.
But they're not the greatest threat.
No, because the greatest threat is the greater good.
Keep that in mind.
I think never that's forget. That's a bit of hyperbole.
Dylan, would you rather have a Tyranid pet or a Tau as a pet?
Interesting. What kind of towel?
I think you get to go to the shopping store and choose.
The towel store, yeah.
Yeah, and choose.
Crude as a pet would be pretty cool. That'd be a good pet. But, I mean, I'd want a Tyranid. I want a domesticated Tyranid.
Which Tyranid,
Probably just like a regular, what are they, the Gauntling? No, what are they called? The Homogons.
The Claws?
Yeah. Homogons, right?
Or the Talons, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Just like as a, because you wouldn't want a giant one. What the fuck are you going to take that, right?
So, I definitely, that's where I see all the comics are. These little, like, cuddly little Tyranids.
I've always wanted, like, a domesticated Xenomorph. Like, that's always been my
From
fantasy.
Alien.
Exactly.
Oh my god, do you play Ridley on Smash?
I play him a little bit, but no, he's not one of my characters.
Okay, never mind.
Anyway. but yeah, so a Tyranid would supplement that. That would be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty neat.
Eric, would you rather be afflicted by we read that one. Would you rather piss off the Mechanicus or the Astartes?
Oh.
I'm assuming death is the end in both scenarios.
Yeah.
I think I'd pick Astartes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you die more gloriously and swiftly.
Yeah.
Just be a bolter, probably.
For people
you
that
don't even know you're dead, you just explode.
Yeah.
For people that the Mechanicus like are good to, they grind their legs down inch by inch.
Oh, yeah.
And that's someone they like. So I don't want them to touch me when they don't like me.
They'll keep you alive for,
for a long time.
Rebuild you, regrind your limbs off, rebuild you. Okay, that's creepy.
Yeah. So yeah, Astartes.
And they're the good guys. Well, I'm petering, to be quite honest. You know, my buzz is going down.
I think we got that's almost an hour and a half.
Let me just read a couple more. Let me read a couple more notes real quick.
I'm definitely low energy now.
They're funny. Oh god, personal lives? ? So we wrote that. So whatever that means.
Nice.
And then how many cats is too many cats? So send me on our Discord. Follow links and should I get another cat? Should small cat have kittens? Who knows? The possibilities are endless.
In a year, let's all pick a bet. In a year, how many cats do you think Mark will have? In 1 year? I think at least three. Probably four, though. I reckon you're going to have four cats in a year's time. Okay. What's your best guess?
You know what? Yeah. I'm going to go crazy on a limb here. Six.
Yes, my man.
It's not out
You've
of the
always got
house.
It open.
Not out my of the
I know what makes you happy.
Yeah. Okay, so that's High Hammer. Thanks for coming.
We did it. Yes. Yeah. Woo. Two more. All right, let's do more.
Thank you, Rio and Dylan, for coming on.
Yeah.
Thanks, joining us.
Everyone, we finally
did it.
Thank
you, Rio and Dylan.
No, thank you, Rio and Dylan.
This has been a great journey. This has been a lot of fun. I'm glad it finally happened. We've been practicing for a long time.
God.
Yes.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.